Come on, let's celebrate Jesus. For the Lord is so holy. For the Lord is worthy. For the Lord is lovely. Power of my soul. Lover of my soul. For the Lord is holy. For the Lord is worthy. That's why I give you praise. For the Lord is lovely. The lover of my soul. Now you know the song. Join us. For the Lord is holy. For the Lord is worthy. For the Lord is love. Is the lover of my soul. For the Lord is holy. For the Lord is Mari Baba Baba Baka Satani Baba. For the Lord is love. Lover of my soul. Ooh. Ooh. Make some melody to the Lord. Your hands if you can. Come on, bless his holy name. He's worthy. He's been good to you. It's so good to call him God. Come on, just worship him. Make it private. Make it between you and him. Come on, give him all the praise, Jesus. Oh, setari baka shatari. You deserve all glory. You deserve all honor. Lord, we lift my hands in worship as we praise your holy name. You deserve all glory and the honor. As we lift, Lord, we lift our hands. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Thank you, Jesus. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. the song. Come on, lift your hands and worship Him. He deserves our praises. You deserve all glory and the honor. Lord, we lift. Lord, we lift
our hands in worship as we praise Your holy name.
You deserve all glory and the honor. Lord, we lift
our hands in worship as we praise Your holy name.
You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else but You. There is no one else like You. You are great. You do miracles. So great. There is no one else like You. There is no one else like You. Father, we thank You. There's none like You. Cause us celebrate You. Thank You for the word. Thank You for Your presence. Thank You for the testimonies. Thank You for the souls. Thank You for the attendance. Thank You because we held our services without war, without any problem. We give You the praise. One more time, we celebrate You. Let it please You that the meditations of our hearts and the words of our mouth will be pleasing unto You. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Come on, before you take your seat, let's celebrate Jesus. Let Him know that you value Him. Please take your seat. God bless you. Love you right back. Amen. Thank you, Miss Guys. I want to start this morning by looking at Romans 8, verse 28. The Bible says, and we know. We don't assume, we know that all things, not many things, not few things, not some things, all things, including your mistakes, God has expertise in turning everything for your good. They work together. They don't work individually, they work together for your good. To those who are called and those who walk according to His purpose. There are many people who call themselves. There are many people that assume God was calling them when they heard what they heard. But there are people called according to purpose. Allow me to exegete Romans 8:28 to you. First of all, we understand that we know. Not only Paul. If you have the Spirit of God within you, you know. And God knows how to reach you. In case you are saying, I don't know how God speaks, God has not made up His mind to talk to you. Or you are ignoring God. In all your ways, acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. In case He's not been directing you, you are not acknowledging Him. All things work together. They don't work individually. When they are happening in pieces, they don't make sense. You hear testimonies all the time that people have accidents. You won't have in Jesus' name. Amen. I will never have accidents. But individually, it doesn't make sense. But when you put them together, I bumped into a YouTube video and someone said, now that you're in prison, God hid you. If you look at the life of Joseph, when he was being sold, can you see God was with him? When he was a slave in Potiphar's house, could you say that God was with him? When he was in prison, and I've asked you many times, what was his jail term? He was locked up in the prison and they threw the key away literally. But God was with him. Until he landed in the palace, God hid him. Maybe you've not thought about it, that the oasis that they threw him in, yesterday there was water there. But because Joseph landed there, God went ahead to dry the water. Do not destroy it, for there's a blessing in it. I'm sure you read Genesis 50 verse 20 before. When the father died, Jacob died, and the older brothers went to apologize to Joseph, because they thought in their heart that he was pretending because their father was alive. And Joseph said to them, "No, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. All things work together." It doesn't make sense when he was in prison. You couldn't say God knew what he was doing when he was sold as a slave. In Genesis 15 verse 20, look at it again. It said, "But God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." The key word, or the key words, is "as it is this day." It doesn't make sense right now. Why you had to borrow a car to come to church? Why people had to mock you? Why people had to laugh? If they've not laughed at you, you've not started. Haven't you read the gospel that Jesus said, "If they mock you because of me," he said, "rejoice." When they flocked Peter and John, they went home rejoicing that they were part of the suffering. You know, history tells us that they wanted to crucify Peter, that they crucified Jesus Christ. He said, "Please don't let me die like my Lord. Do it upside down. Because that I can partake in the suffering is a privilege for me." All things don't work individually very well, but together, they work together for good. Can somebody shout hallelujah? They work for good, not for everybody. So you can't just sit down and say, "Oh, that thing that happened to me, God knows what he's doing. It's the doing of God." Don't let me. Sometimes you should be worried. Because probably you're living in sin. Probably you're not walking according to purpose. He's talking about those who love God. And that's where I'm going to round off today. Those who love God. And in case you don't understand, it takes loving God to be called according to his purpose. Not to be called, to walk according to the calling. Because people who love you will say things against your calling. People who you can refer to as a loved people around you will care about you, and they want to bounce you off. That's why the Bible says, "As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man." I'm sure you've seen me do dedication of babies before. And I make the parents, the fathers particularly, confess that they will be sensitive to God. They will point this child in the right direction. Because in the days I was growing up, if you were not a doctor, you had to be a lawyer. By force, by fire. Many people miss their destiny because their parents... Many of my contemporaries, I don't know whether you witnessed that, they did medical medicine in school, and they gave the certificate to their parents. "Daddy, I've done what you wanted. Can I go and do what I want now?" Because if you were not a doctor, we celebrated in those days weddings where the wife was a lawyer, the husband was a doctor. But not every case is supposed to be so. Not every case. I'm sure you've seen fish in water before. Oh, the way they swim. Even if you can swim, you wonder where the gods from to live in water. And the ones that, you know, what shocks you is when they put fish, they brought fish out of water and they put it on land. Under 3 seconds, it starts to struggle. Where do you struggle? It's the place where you're not called according to purpose. I'm not saying you have a problem. I'm not saying you have challenges. But you know that you're struggling. You can't even figure it out. You don't even know what to do. May I quickly say something here? This is not part of my note. But one question God will ask you, when he eventually meets you and he wants to change your life, is, what is that in your hand? He will not introduce a new thing to you. What is that in your hand? What you've always been used to. What you thought was, Moses thought it was just an ordinary stick. And he said, "Throw down the stick." The Lord got the devil out of the stick. From that time, Go and read it. When Moses picked up that stick, it wasn't called the rod of Moses anymore. It was called the rod of God. From that time. The rod of a shepherd is the history of a shepherd. I pray for you that your history will work for you. Amen. Both the good, the bad, and the ugly. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The devil doesn't waste his time with good nowheres. He attacks you because of where you're headed for. I pray in the name of Jesus, your struggle has ended today. Amen. You will fulfill destiny. Amen. Any power that wants to attack your destiny or exchange your destiny is bowed before you right now in the name of Jesus. It takes loving God to follow God, because the route, the path God will take you through, sometimes it doesn't make sense. He says, my ways are not your ways. The way you thought God will fructify that vision is not the way God wants to do it. Oh, I have a rich uncle. I told you, somebody in this church was close to the Senate president. He was living in his house, and the man did not help him. I'm talking about someone struggling. The man did, and he was living in his house. Okay? So, if God doesn't put it in someone's heart to help you, you'll be struggling. The way you thought God would do it may not be the way God would do it. So it takes loving God not to think like Abraham. Till today, Abraham is still struggling with that decision. Maybe Sarah ought to just give me the house help to sleep with and give her to Ishmael. What was Abraham thinking the day they were doing the Christian ceremony? He knew he had made a mistake, but he was dancing. Are you dancing right now? You know that you're in the wrong country. You're in the wrong city. You're doing the wrong job. You're in the wrong relationship, but you're dancing. Somebody told me, the day I was doing my wedding, I knew I'd made the wrong. I said, so why did you change your mind? When the pastor said, is there any reason? You should have raised up your hand. That disgrace will be one day. But what you're going through right now is a lifetime. Glory be to God. 1 Corinthians 2:9. I told you like today. Eye has not seen, nor hear heard. Permit me to tell you, if eyes have seen it, it's not what I'm talking about. If ears have heard it, it's not what I'm talking about. If it has entered into the heart of mere men, that's what the Greek says. Because in verse 10, it says it's been revealed to us, which means we are not mere men. Come on, talk to me. We are men, but we are not mere men. Bible says, nor have entered into the heart of man the things God has prepared, not for those who are born again, not for those who go to church, those who love him. Newsflash! Oh, flash news. God has prepared something for you. Do you love God? Prepared means he has paired you with that thing ahead of time. Ahead of time. Before you impress God, before you made your first mistake. That's what some people don't realize. You can muddy the water, you can spoil what God has budgeted for you, but what God has done for you. You know, I was listening to a preacher and he said, when I do the wrong things, that's when God is good to me the most. If it has happened to you, wave your hands to me. It has happened to me. I don't know about you. You know, some people, they were born again from their mother's womb. It's okay. It has happened to me. It is the goodness of the Lord that leads to repentance. Well, that's why the Bible calls us doulosses. We were released during Jubilee. We got to the main road, we turned back and said, who else will I go to? Where else will I go to? And we willingly come back to submit ourselves. That's a special kind of slave called doulos. So when you hear Paul says, I, the slave of God, is saying, I willingly, God didn't force me. He didn't buy me by force. I willingly submitted. He bought me and released me. But I came back and submitted myself to him. Come on, somebody, shout hallelujah. In Mark chapter 12, verse 30, And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. That's the only thing God says you do with all your heart. And with all your soul. And with all your mind. With all your strength. Ah! What remains? When someone will be telling you, you are going to church again. Early money. You are not thinking about your life. What is my life? Outside God. He said, this is the whole ditch of man. What is my life? It's possible the person talking to you doesn't know scriptures, or you don't know scriptures. Blessed is the man who doesn't listen to the advice and uses your changing mind. I think I should reduce it. You are made for God. These people are formed for myself. Come on, talk to me. I'm not even doing it enough. Today, count how many breaths you will take. We have paramedics in this place. How much do they sell oxygen? For free. For free. You took air in, your lungs didn't collapse this morning. And you are feeling cool that I came for 1 hour to God's presence. Of which half of it you are distracted. You are looking into your phone. And that's the last time you will ever even pray to God throughout the day. What are you talking about? You will love your God. And that's the first commandment with a promise. You can say, Lord, to the best of my knowledge, I've loved you. That man said, I've done that from my youth. And Jesus loved him and told him, you are in a different dispensation. Let me tell you ahead. One thing you lack is this. You don't own any riches. They own you. Those things do not allow you to enter into what God has prepared for you. Come on, sell it and follow me. What you will discover is that your name will change. You will discover purpose first. Oh. The word purpose is prothesis. Pro, ahead. Thesis means something was written ahead. Before you were born. Before you met the first person. Before you met your spouse. Something was written about you. I will share Psalm 139 with you later. I don't have time tonight, today. Prothesis means a thesis was written ahead of time. I know that yesterday you thought I was just preaching. That is what I try to live by. I was born for this. Some people don't understand. They think it's just a job. No. This is what I was. When God made sure they give birth to me, he had this in mind. You were born for something. You start living when you discover that thing. And it's bit by bit. You don't discover it one day. Amen, somebody. Amen. Tap your neighbor. Say, one less step I take. Say, one step I take. Is one less step I need. The word purpose, the best description is the version that says original intention. God has an intent behind his mind when he made you. The original intention, before you got pregnant, before you got into your first marriage, before you did something wrong, you muddied the water. God's intent is what I'm talking about. Original intention. All things work together. For good, for those who are called, those who love God, and those who are called according to his original intention. There's an original intention. In James 1:12, I'm out of time. Let me run fast. James 1:12. Blessed is the man who endures. That tells you about pressure. Endures temptation. For when he is approved or when he's tried, he will receive the crown of, the Greek says, the life. Because there are two crowns, Estephanos and Diadema. That's a message for another day. But here, the crown of life is talking about Diadema. A crown of those who conquer. Which the Lord has promised those who go to church. Those who love him. Those who love him. It takes love to overcome a temptation. What is temptation? Perasmos. To solicit you. You remember? When I told you someone who was close to me went to Milton Keynes. Oh, we're going to have a church there very soon. And told me, and went to a pastor, said, look, this person can preach very well. This person work for you. Came to me and said, if you say you want to be a pastor, don't stay in learning. Do it at a high level. Go to Milton Keynes. And the Jamaican pastor too wrote invitation. He was working somewhere. Wanted to give me another vision. And we went to Metro Plaza. We lodged at Ritz Continental Hotel in those days. My father said, the way I'm looking at your face, you don't want to, if they burn you where, say something wrong. And they refused me the visa. I was happy because I knew I couldn't say no to my father. In case you're wondering, maybe you're not a Yoruba person. He's chief in like 10 places. It was when he died, I knew that he had a mark on his face. You don't look at your father's face if you're Yoruba. So I couldn't say no. I just said, God, you didn't send Mary to Joseph. You visited, talk to him. If you want me to stay in Kosa, talk to him. Some people were looking at me like, you mean you can't talk to your father? Exactly. Your head right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Never argued with my father before. Never. Never. It's not happened before. I'm not one of those people that their parents cursed. Never. It has not happened before. Even when I didn't agree with it, even when I was in court, when I came home, I told myself, as you enter this house now, when I had friends that would be calling their parents Juma, that Juma, say make I stay hard. Not me. Tap your neighbor, say, I will love the Lord my God.
I will love the Lord my God.
With the whole of my heart.
With
the whole of my mind. With the whole of my soul. With all of my strength. Say, waiting remain. There are people that think by now you should be doing one thing. They are humans. But God also thinks by now you should be doing something. Sometimes, take for example, let me just tell you. Today I have a bank officer that I went to primary school with. The person is a Muslim even though she comes to church. How did we meet? I went to a bank. The lady was the head of that bank. But I didn't have a utility bill because 2008 was the first time I would have a personal account. Can you be that? Can you be that? I'm telling you the truth. Not because I didn't have money, but my money was Koza money before. Everything went into Koza before. I didn't have a salary for 8 years. My friends told me, even if you will suffer, would you suffer your wife? Oh, one treasurer that we had in Koza came and said, I'm the treasurer of Koza. Look at your house. You are taking public transport to Lagos. I said, let it be so for now. So when you people abuse me and say, Gucci pastor, I just laugh. I have been on Okada before. And people called and said, pastor, where are you? I said, I'm in Lagos. If I don't climb Okada, I won't be able to get to where I'm going on time. Pastor, get down. Because of us, get down. Let it be so. When Jesus Christ was going to be baptized by John the Baptist, John said, No. I ought to be baptized by you. Jesus said, let it be so for now. When the Father said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased, he followed the script. Baptizo is a word used by those who did die. Your personality ends. If you were white before you became purple, it is the color of the dye you took. Some of us don't have anything, but we are proud. Because we think positively. No, don't say because I did stay in your house. Your wife, if they talk to me now. What's the script? One of my friends was chased out of a house. Oh, let me say this. I will tell you that later. Somebody told me, they just chased my company out, the office. I said, everywhere Koza has moved to. Not only then, now. They chased us out. Guarimpa. We would never have moved to that place. This all would never exist. The person I sent, Tyre, was the one I sent to. I wanted to pay for this day for 2 years and work it out and take the membership to another level. But the man said, he increased the fund and told us an impossible thing. That was why we came here. I said, so God will force you. He will push you. Okay, I said I was going to tell you about my friend. He lost his house. They chased him out of a house where he was living. And he had his toothbrush in his car. Everything in his car. I said, thank God you have a car. And God told me. 1999, God told me he wanted to give him another house, a better one, that he would not have faith to receive. So he had to push him out. Oh, yes. In Lopejo of those days, they had a good house. Good house. From nowhere. So maybe God is setting you up to take you up. And you're there saying, God, why? Who should he be? You now, you've been taught. Won't you put to use what you've been taught? I have 3 more minutes. You are successful when you do what God has asked you to do. If God wants you to be in a village and you are in the city, you are a failure. If God wants you to be in a city and you are saying, no, Arakuni, Arabini, Tewe, Tagba, you are crying in the village. Boluaga, Eleshe, Tadariji, you are a failure. Because God will ask you, did you do what I asked you to do? 1 John chapter 5, verse 2 and 3. 1 John chapter 5. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Verse 3. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous or burdensome. What God has asked you to do? I love 1 Corinthians 10:13. God knows your limits. He won't tempt you beyond what you're able to bear. You'll be so shocked what you can handle. That's why you survived every... If you tell me your story, I won't believe it. I can't go through it because God knows what I can handle. Same with me. If I tell you I want to be like Pastor Peter. I want to have the anointing. Really? No, you don't want to have it. Because lion will pursue you. Bear will pursue you. The same bush you were in before that nothing happened. The moment someone anoints you. And it's very dangerous for you to be anointed and not be sent into the palace. Now the king is against you. Lion is against you. Bear is against you. Please, you don't want it. God will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. He has wired you for what he has brought to you. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Everything that is standing against God's original intention, whether the saccharine delights of Egypt, whether temptation, whether the devil is luring you to give you pencil and collect your vision from you, all I know is that he steals. I pray in the name of Jesus, they are now under your feet. Your sleep ceases to be ordinary. Amen. You will know exactly what God is saying. Amen. If you believe it, let me hear your amen like thunder. Amen. Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans that I have concerning you. They are plans of peace and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. I love the KJV. He says to give you an expected end. I pray in the name of Jesus, you will land in the expected end. You will land in the expected end. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 91 verse 14, because you've set your heart to love the Lord. Verse 14, not verse 4. You've set your heart, your love upon him. Therefore, first thing I would do, I would deliver you from mediocrity. I would deliver you from poverty. Everything people deal with in your family, I would deliver you. You will stand out. And I will set you on high, because it takes you to know my name to love me and to fulfill purpose. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. What swallows everybody in your family, you will escape it. You fulfill destiny. Isaiah 33 verse 16, he will dwell on high, his place of defense. I will be the fortress of rocks. Bread will be given him. His water will be sure. Anybody that laughs at you today, they will rejoice with you later. You know what Sarah said? You know the meaning of Isaac? Laughter. He said, God has made me laugh. And those who hear my laughter will laugh with me. I pray in the name of Jesus, you have now become a conduit. In the name of Jesus, God will make you laugh. God will make you laugh. Your water will be sure. Your food will be sure. It doesn't look like you are going where you said you are going. I pray you will not be behind. You will not lag behind. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The enemy of your next level is uprooted. Uprooted. Receive it, receive it. 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 I pray for you that all things will work together for your good. You will not lag behind. In the name of Jesus. Every wicked elder that says your head will not be lifted up, I command them to bow before you. Maybe your family, nobody's head is lifted up. Your case will be different. I command in the name of Jesus, you will not be put to shame. You will not be put to shame. In the name of Jesus, you will not be put to shame. Your struggles are over. Right where you're standing and right where you are listening to me, I command a new season to be initiated for you. If you believe, let your amen roar like thunder. Every power contending with God, with what God has said it should be, or what God has made you ready, I command the bow before you. Concerning you, is the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. I don't know how to interpret this. It's coming to me. Yoruba says, "Oh, shomoluku beni, and it's simply okure." Meaning, when you see somebody is there, I want to follow my father to the grave. He's just doing somebody who's just lost his parents like that. They will not bury it, two of them together. You will not end like your parents. Let purpose look for you and find you. You are coming back to me with a testimony. So shall it be. Pray in tongues. Give thanks in tongues.